call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Is this Freedom Care?
This is Family First Care. We do the same thing, ma'am. Did you need assistance?
I'm just trying to get a little information.
How can I assist?
Somebody recommend. My husband has dementia, and we're both 85 years old, and I'm his caregiver. And I'm just trying to think down the road, you know what I'm saying, what I'm going to have to do. Somebody gave me your name to check it out.
Okay. Well, we can get him some home care, some assistance in the home to relieve you of everything you're already doing. To get someone to assist him, making sure, you know, he's safe, eating well, taking his meds on time, his area sanitized and clean, bathing, dressing, grooming, shopping, running errands, laundry, taking out trash, things of that nature. And it's insurance-based. What kind of insurances does he have?
Well, we have Highmark from the state.
Okay, so we could check your insurance to see if you have the eligibility codes to submit the referral, and we could get you guys some help. If you like that, we can assist with that. All right? What's his name?
Ronald Kibler.
How do you spell the last name?
K-I-B-L-E-R.
And what's his date of birth?
2-6-41.
Okay, let me check real quick to see Highmark. Let me check his Highmark, see what he has right now. We could also get you some assistance if you're eligible for it as well. So you could receive both the same services. You could also, become eligible, you could assign a friend, family, or trust a loved one to do these things for you, and they could get paid for it.
Really?
It just cannot be a spouse. A spouse cannot get paid to take care of another spouse.
We have a son. Would he be eligible?
Yeah, absolutely, your son. Yeah, absolutely, he can. Anyone over the age of 18 that you trust in your home.
How about money coming out of the pocket? Will we have to?
Excuse me?
Will we have to pay any money out of our pocket?
No, because the insurance covers the program. So Kibler is K-I-B as in baby, L-E-R.
Right.
And his date of birth is 2-6-41, and you said Ronald is the first name. You spell it R-O-N-A-L-D.
Right.
Nothing is populating for him with that information. Would you happen to have his social?
I can probably get it. Can you hang on real fast?
Yeah, that's fine. And let me look up yours. Do you have Highmark as well?
Yes.
What's your first and last name?
Lou, L-O-U, Kibler.
You said Luz, L-U-Z?
Lou, L-O-U.
And Kibler, and your date of birth, Ms. Lou?
Is 4-27-40. God, my brain's fried today. 4-27-40.
4-27-40. And you spell your legal name, L-O-U. Let me check.
Right, Lou Ellen.
Lou Ellen. Is it two words?
Yes.
So Lou, L-O-U, dash E-L-L-E-N. On your insurance, that's how it appears? Lou Ellen?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Would it be under your maiden name?
No.
Okay. I don't see no high mark here for you either.
Wow.
Let me try something else. 427.
He worked for the state, so.
1940.
You need my social. I can give you my social security number.
27. One second. Let me see if I can find you without it. Okay. Let me get your social.
Ready?
Yeah.
304.
44.
7194.
304-44-7194. So Highmark is through the state? Is it a state program or is it a private insurance?
He was a state trooper.
So that's private, correct, Highmark? It's not like Medicaid?
No.
Because we could apply for Medicaid. Medicaid is the program that's covering the CDS program where you could assign your son to be his caregiver. Would you like to apply?
Do they go by how much?
Yes, it's income-based.
Do they go by how much money you make a month coming in?
Yes.
How do they?
It's income-based, yes. But if you've never applied, it doesn't hurt to try. Because the worst that they could tell you is that you're over the income bracket and you're not eligible. But it doesn't hurt to apply.
Okay.
It's always good to see because you might just, you know, be eligible and not even know it. I could put in the referral for both of you today. What county do you reside in, Ms. Lou?
York County.
Okay,
York County, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'll submit a referral so someone can assist you through that process. Okay, Ms. Lou? And in the meantime, what I want you to do is call Highmark. Tell them that your husband and you are in need of some help at home, and you want to know if your current health insurance covers home care services. Write that down so you know exactly what you're asking for, okay?
Home care
services. You need help at home with your husband, and you can also utilize some help yourself, okay? Since the burden in the home.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And also ask them if it covers the program where your son can be your attendant. You don't feel comfortable with strangers in your home.
Yeah, no, you got that right. I don't.
Okay, Ms. Lou. Good luck to you and your husband, okay?
Thank
take
you
care.
So, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey.